If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum.
WSGW.
All day long, I bidi-bidi-bum. If I were a wealthy man,
it's your morning time.
I wouldn't have to work hard.
Charlie, Denise, and Pat, and you, it's 8:25.
If I were a bitty rich, idle, diddle, didle, diddle man.
If it wasn't Zora Mostel, it was
Big Tall
Topol.
House where the rooms by the dozen.
Chaim Topol, his real full name, who perfected the role of Tevye and Fiddler on the Roof. This is from the movie version. He was 87 years old, a legendary Israeli actor in his home country. He certainly legendary. And he passed away yesterday, 87 years old. And he did this role in the movie version and did it on Broadway and other theater productions as well, more than 3,500 times from the late 60s through 2009. Wow, that's a lot of times. I was fascinated to read because there were references made to his role and everything else, and they talked about how when he was cast in the movie version role that there were other actors who were considered as well, and I had no clue, but it says here, now, for those who have seen Fiddler on the Roof, perhaps you've got that picture in your mind of Tevye, so now you know you picture him, Topol, as the actor. How about Danny Kaye as Tevye?
I can't see it.
Yeah.
No.
How about Rod Steiger?
No, I like Rod, but Rod is all right, but no.
Stiff. Yeah. Can't see him dancing.
No.
Danny Thomas. Be a very friendly Tevye.
Yeah, right.
Big smile.
Walter Matthau.
Now that.
Oh, my gosh. You know, he would have been able to pull it off.
Yeah, probably.
Because he was a really versatile actor.
Yeah, he was.
Very versatile.
There was a comedic effect of the role.
Yeah.
So, Richard Burton.
Well, he'd be drunk for most of it, but. Yeah. Serious.
Okay. Or how about, who also had expressed interest in the part, Frank Sinatra.
Of course he did. Yeah.
He wouldn't have.
I don't think it would have worked, though.
It wouldn't have worked.
It's tradition, baby. Frank inserting his own language in there, right?
Right.
Where's my martini?
So there you go. But we just wanted to make reference because a lot of people are familiar with Fiddler on the Roof. And Zora Mostel wanted to do the film version, but the director wanted somebody other than because it was so well known for the. His onstage
Broadway production.
Yeah, they wanted somebody different in the movie version.
Well, and James Bond fans also know Topol as well.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
He was in For Your Eyes Only.
Was he really?
Yeah, yeah. He strikes an alliance with James Bond to go after the villains.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, you don't remember? Oh, he's great. In fact, he adds so much to that movie, and that's why it's one of my favorites. It is because of Topol.
Well, I was going to say, it is one of my favorite Jane Bond movies. Mm-hmm. I'm just missing it completely.
Yeah.
I'm so fixated on Tevye.
Yeah, right.